Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and it's our joy and our privilege to be able to come into your presence today to share with you the wonderful good news of the love of God, and how that Jesus Christ gave his life that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And, oh, beloved, I trust that you have put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you've accepted him as your Savior, that you know the joy, the peace, the forgiveness that comes through receiving the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, that you know you're on your way to heaven, that you know the best is yet to come, that you know the few trials, troubles, problems, difficulties, hardships that we experience here are nothing compared to the glory that yet awaits us in the presence of our Lord. Oh, beloved, the best is yet to come. And by God's grace, through his wonderful salvation, we are experiencing the worst we will ever experience. This is as close to hell as we'll ever get. We who know Jesus as Savior, this, beloved, is the worst, and the best is yet to come. Praise the Lord. Well, we're continuing in our study concerning the importance of reading the Word of God and hiding it in our hearts, meditating upon it, and understanding how important God's Word is in our lives. Again, I would challenge you to read the Bible through. Read God's Word through. How many times we read novels and the books that men have written, but we neglect the most valuable piece of literature ever written, and that is the Word of the living God. God's Word is the most important piece of literature ever written, beloved. Heaven and earth will pass away, all of man's writings will pass away, but God's Word will endure. It will not pass away. We've already discussed that in Matthew 24:35, Mark 13:31, Luke 21:33, how that God's Word will not pass away. Over and over again, the Word of God makes that clear. And God magnifies His Word above His name, as we've already seen in Psalm 138:2. He magnifies His name, and Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And yet he magnifies his word above his name, beloved. Do you see how important God's word is? God's word brings people to Jesus as Savior. We've already seen that, 1 Peter 1:23, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. God's Word brings blessing on those who read, hear, and obey it. Revelation 1:3 has promised a blessing to those who read the book. Jeremiah 15:16, Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and Thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by Thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Oh, what rich blessing comes through hearing the Word of God. Jesus himself said in Luke 11:28, but he said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the Word of God and keep it. Oh, yes, beloved, rich blessing comes through God's Word. It strengthens one's faith. It makes the believer holy. John 17:17, Jesus said, sanctify them through Thy Word. Thy Word is truth. Yes, it makes the food holy, as we've read in 1 Timothy 4, 4 through 5, so we should bless our food before we eat it. God's Word is a blessing as we read 1 Timothy 4, 4 and 5. It will bless the food as we read some Scripture when we go to eat God's Word. We have a little, looks like a little loaf of bread that we purchased at a bookstore, and in it, it has little cards that have scriptures on it. And so we read one of those scriptures before every meal, because God's Word is a blessing on the food that we eat, beloved. 1 Timothy 4, 4 and 5, read it for yourself. And then reading and studying God's Word is an act of obedience. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And reading and meditating on God's Word is profitable. It will make one successful. It will make one wise. Oh, yes, beloved. Colossians 3:6a says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. And 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 tells us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, beloved. Joshua 1:7 through 8, God told Joshua if he'd meditate in his word, he'd be successful. And, beloved, God's word will make one wise. Reading God's Word will feed you spiritually. It will help you to grow. It's milk for the new Christian, 1 Peter 2, 2 and 3 points out. And it's meat for the mature Christian, we read in Hebrews 5, 12 through 14. And other scriptures emphasize this, beloved. God's Word helps us to grow. Reading God's Word and obeying it will give you a weapon to use, beloved, a weapon to use against sin and Satan. If you'll look with me to the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. I want you to see what the Word of God tells us there. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. And I hope you have a Bible or New Testament and will study along with us. And by the way, if you do not have a New Testament, we'd be happy to send you a New Testament, absolutely free and postage paid. All you need to do is to write to us and tell us that you do not have a New Testament, you'd like to have one. You can write to me, Bob Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S, Bob Griggs, Post Office Box 825, Ignacio, that's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, Ignacio, comma, Colorado, capital C-O, periods, Colorado, and our zip code, 81137-0825. We have received letters even from overseas through our overseas radio broadcast from people that all they got on there was the zip code and the rest of the address was wrong, but we received the letter because it had the correct zip code on it, 81137-0825. Now today, beloved, I want you to notice again what the Word of God says here concerning being our weapon. Verse 12 of Hebrews 4, for the Word of God is quick and powerful. Do you hear that, beloved? God's Word is quick. That is, it penetrates the heart of man. And it is powerful to convict of sin, to open men's eyes to the truth, and to defeat the devil. As we will see in a few moments, the Word of God is powerful, beloved, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow. That is, it is so precise that it convicts and it will tear into the soul of man. It will convict sin. It will open our eyes to the truth. It will draw us to repentance. It's quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You see, beloved, the Word of God even reveals our motives. The Word of God even makes clear the motives of our heart and the reason we do things, and whether we do it for the Lord because we have a right motive or whether it's for an impure motive to bring glory to ourself and to magnify ourself and to lift up ourself. Oh, beloved, God's Word is powerful. It is penetrating, and it, oh, my friend, will cause you to see sin that's in your life and burden you to acknowledge your sin and to confess your sin and to yield yourself more fully to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, God's Word, oh, beloved, God's Word, it will deliver you from the power of the enemy. Matthew chapter 4, Jesus Christ illustrated this, that it is powerful. In Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4 we read, "This is the temptation of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil." You see, God tested the Lord Jesus in His physical body. He tested Him to show that He was tempted and tested in every point as we are, yet He did not sin. He did not fall into sin, beloved. He did not yield to sin. Otherwise, He could not have been a sacrifice for your sins and for mine. And so we see the tempter came in verse 3 and came to Him and said, "If thou be the Son of God, command these stones that be made bread." Jesus hadn't had anything to eat for 40 days and 40 nights. Verse 4, "But He answered and said, It is written." How did Jesus meet the demand of the devil? He quoted the Word of God, because it's sharper than any two-edged sword. "He answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Oh, beloved, the Word of God is powerful, and the Word of God is food for the spiritual man. It will help you to grow. It will strengthen you and enable you to stand against the wicked one, to stand against Satan, and having done all, to stand. Again, Satan tempted the Lord Jesus Christ again. And in verse 6, Satan took Him up to a pinnacle of the temple in verse 5 and said, "If you cast yourself down, then people will follow you and will walk after you." But verse 7, Jesus said to him, "It is written again." Jesus didn't argue. He simply quoted the Word of God. "It is written again. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Join us next time. Till then, goodbye.